Blog Talk Radio. Welcome.
Welcome to Sugar Creek Homestead's first podcast. I want to applaud you for being one of the few, one of the rare individuals who are willing to take this journey to sustainability with us. Come learn and grow with us as we turn a raw piece of land into our off-grid permaculture paradise about living off-grid, and some are just curious about the lifestyle. Having lived off-grid for over 4 years, I'm excited to share some of the things that we've learned along the way. We hope to inspire others to give it a try. After all, why should we pay for something like power and water when those are natural resources that should be free to all? Should be. Obviously, even if you go off-grid, there are some expenses up front. We're currently talking with a distributor about carrying some of their off-grid items like solar panels and inverters in an attempt to offer more affordable options to people who are really serious about taking that off-grid plunge. And I'll keep you guys posted on that as we go along. I'm hoping to inspire engaging conversations with our listeners about living debt-free. After living most of my life buried in debt, I completely understand how draining and enslaved you can feel. But living debt-free is a lifestyle choice. My husband and I decided to make the choice to live debt-free, and once we made that decision, making the decision to live debt-free and making the decision to live off-grid sort of went hand in hand for us. It was like puzzle pieces clicking together. Deciding to live debt-free led us to the idea of living off-grid, and living off-grid led us to the idea of living more sustainably. So sustainability and the concept of sustainable systems leads me to a subject that I'm very passionate about, and that's food security. I grew up on a farm, so the farm life wasn't new to me. Gardening, animals, all that. I heard about permaculture and something just clicked. It was like a light bulb moment. It just made so much sense to me. So for the past 5 years, I've been honing my permaculture gardening skills, and I'm really excited to get started on this new property. Foraging for local wild food is another way to provide sustainable food source. You can't beat free. And no work, you just pick it and eat it. Some of these wild food sources are also wild medicine. Some of them need to get done pretty quick, and some of them, honestly, it may take us years. We're starting with our water systems because water is life. We're doing rain catchment currently, and we're going to do that over at the new property. We have a couple of beautiful springs, so we're going to develop the spring boxes and ultimately dig a well. We've got plans for greenhouses and a root cellar and orchards. The project list is endless. We're really looking forward to sharing the information that we've learned so far and learning together on our future projects. We're hoping to inspire others to live a more sustainable life, being able to feed yourself and not having to depend on others or the system to provide the necessities of life like food, water, shelter. To be independent, it's very empowering. I look forward to having meaningful, inspiring conversations about how we can all live a more peaceful, abundant life of freedom. I have some special guests lined up to come on in future episodes to talk about growing and health and freedom and all kinds of wonderful topics. I think you'll look forward to episodes. So once again, I want to welcome you to our podcast and thank you for coming on this journey with us. And guys, it's time to let the journey to freedom and sustainability begin. Welcome.